Let's look at Psalm 31, verse 23. From the Message Bible, it says, love God, all you saints. And from the New Living, it says, love the Lord, all ye godly ones. And King James says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. Amen. What a powerful phrase. Number one, who's he talking about? Put your hands up if you've been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's talking about us. Amen. We are godly. Amen. He says so. His blood's better than my thoughts about who I am, right? It speaks louder than words can speak. Amen. So what are we supposed to do? Well, when we know we've been saved, there's something in us that rejoices, and we love him because of what he did for us. Simple, simple. As I was reading the commentaries on this phrase, it was very interesting. I ran across something said by William Dunlap. He lived from 1692 to 1720. And I thought, ooh, wow, this is kind of old English. This is kind of high church. But, you know, I read it, and by the time I was done reading it, my heart was just rejoicing, just jumping up and down in Jesus. I was so excited. The psalmist, the holy psalmist in the words does, with all the warmth of an affectionate zeal, incite us to the love of God, which is incomparably noblest passion of a reasonable mind. Its brightest glory and most exquisite felicity, and it is, as appears evident from the nature of the thing and the whole train of divine revelation, the comprehensive sum of that duty which we owe to our Maker, and the very soul which animates a religious life, that we love the Lord with all our heart, strength, and mind. He used a lot of big words. He used old English to say the bottom line. We have every reason to love the Lord our God.
Amen.
Let's stand and let's say this phrase together. I love it, love it, love it. Let's say it with zeal this morning. Okay? Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. Amen. That's
Amen.
Us. Let's give him glory this morning.